This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show you here on a Monday afternoon, final hour for us. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll get back into the Falcons and the Chargers game from yesterday in just a couple of minutes. 20 minutes away from getting back into college football. Obviously, Friday night was insane between Georgia and Georgia Tech. 8 overtimes, just, I mean, finished.
They shouldn't be called those overtimes.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. There was 2 overtimes, yeah. And then there was 6 attempts at 2-point conversion, which, I mean, I don't know, man. Like,
just run the ball.
Try to run the ball.
They finally did. Why just run it one time?
Well, and also, if I'm Georgia Tech, like, they had so much success with that little fake pitch, run the ball up the middle with Haynes King. I know Haynes King was probably hurting by the time overtime came around, but, like, they had so much success.
But we stopped them on it.
Then they stopped them on one of them. But it's like, man, I don't know, man. What a crazy football game. So we'll get back to that in 20 minutes, as well as the rest of the nonsense that went on Saturday, because every Saturday in college football now is just complete chaos. It's just going to be chaos every single Saturday, which has led to a really interesting Saturday this Saturday of championship games ahead of the college football playoffs. So we'll get to all that coming up in about 20 minutes, and then an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40.
It's just the fights. That's all. I was like, damn, y'all fighting again, huh?
It's a lot of fights on Saturday.
They done pepper sprayed the kids. Like, what the hell? Well, I'm trying to think, because there was, I'm just trying to remember what game it was, where the punishment for the teams was they didn't get to play in a bowl game or something. I'm just trying to think.
From a fight
like that. And, I mean, I'm not saying that's what they're going to do. Here, I know they fined both schools $100,000, but it was a time where it was like, was it a school that they couldn't go to a bowl game or something? I just can't. The Clemson, South Carolina?
Yeah, I don't remember. I know that it was suggested that some of these guys, specifically in the Michigan-Ohio State game, be suspended for the bowl games or whatever. That's not reasonable. Well, Michigan's not playing in the playoff.
No.
Ohio State is. And I guess don't fight, then maybe harsh penalties.
The thing with this, I mean, you were just talking about this off the air, was, you know, because the transfer portal is open, mm-hmm. and these dudes are going in. And I'm like, damn, y'all don't want to wait? And then you brought it to my attention. Yeah. Signing days this week. Mm-hmm. And then
the portal opens again. When's it open again?
I don't know. Sometimes.
You don't have to. The portal doesn't have to be open for you to say you're going in it.
Right.
You just let people you're about to go in it. Man. And then they can, I guess, come after you if you don't already have a prearranged destination to go to. I know it is. Look, I get it. Do what you want and whatever you think is best for you and all that. But, like, it's frustrating to see guys from, I don't know, like a Georgia Tech lineman. They just played an incredible game on Saturday. They set
did
up
he play
Friday
in it?
Night. I don't know. They had a really nice. I think so. Because he was a transfer from Kansas and had a nice year with Tech.
Did he play in it?
He did play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then now it's like, all right, but I get it. You know, you want to go someplace else, and maybe they offered you something, or I don't know.
I was like, okay.
It just seems like if I'm at a place like that.
I'm in a place, I might go to the point. Like,
it feels like there's so much positive momentum, and then if you're like a diehard fan of those teams, you just have to ignore that part.
You got to.
You just have to be excited about who's coming and not who's going.
Yeah, because you don't know who's going. You just don't know yet. And I'm just like, okay, we have to go to the this is the championship game, go to playoffs. Y'all want to leave? I mean, I love what Kirby said. All right.
Bye. Right. That has to be it. I mean, that has to be you because you can't control it a lot of the time. Like, you have to, you're already re-recruiting your entire roster when the season's over.
Yes.
But your season's not over. You've got the most important games of your season.
See, there it is. Okay.
Up.
They just showed the Kirk Cousins pick. Like, okay, Darnell Moon's running out. The corner is back. He just jumped it.
Yep.
But Darnold wasn't looking. That's
that was the pick six.
Yeah, the pick six. He's not looking.
Nope. And oh boy, that ball didn't come out of that hand very hot, did it?
That's what I'm saying. He's not looking.
And not a lot of zip coming out of that hand.
Right here. Here's the one in the red zone. Okay, there. Okay.
You see the little shimmy again?
There.
Oh, there's BJ. And there's four guys.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so that one didn't go good. I think there's one more. If you want to keep watching, they're going to show one. Just a little. No.
Yeah, all right. Like, there's
no one anywhere near there. That was very bad. It was very, very bad. That was the worst one, I think. But there's four, so you can pick your poison. And then
like,
that one.
Derwin's just sitting there.
Yeah, he was all over that one. Goodness gracious. And again, like, did you see he stepped into it and threw it as hard as he could?
But Derwin.
That ball didn't go over 36 miles an hour? You can't throw it higher than that. We were looking it up during the break because that I didn't know. I don't know the.
I don't know all the stats.
The typical, like when we talk Major League Baseball pitchers,
right?
It's like, oh, that guy can throw 100 miles an hour, and that now has sort of become the new mark of a hard thrower. When we were kids, it was like if you threw 95, you were like a god. Now it's 100. I don't know what the number is in football. People would always say when Brett Favre would zip one in there, be like, oh, he threw it 100 miles an hour, but obviously not really. That's just something you say. Like a hard throw in the NFL is like 60.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Like
these are the quotes that I'm asking because when the Jim, was it John who called in with that?
I think it was somebody. Yeah.
Okay.
D. Maybe.
That's why I kept asking. I was like, ever?
Yeah.
Or
it was D. First time caller, long time listener.
No, it's.
Thank you, D.
No, I don't think it was D. Anyways.
Oh, no.
Appreciate
it was the guy before that.
Appreciate your call. Didn't know.
Chris.
Chris. Yeah. Like I said, I don't do all the next gen stats and all that other crap. I believe what my eyes show me. And my eyes show me there putting no zip. But when he said 36, I was like, ever? But you brought it. It was yesterday's game.
Let me say what the stat is for people that didn't hear it.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins became the first quarterback in the next-gen stats era to not throw a pass over 36 miles an hour in a game. Okay. Minimum of 20 attempts.
How many? Okay.
I don't have any more answers.
Okay. Okay. All right.
The defense rests. I have no follow. I can't answer your follow-up questions to that.
Okay.
All I know is sometimes like stuff like that, because I'm with you, like a lot of this stuff is arbitrary and it's like, all right, really? And do you really know? But like what that does is confirm in your mind something that you saw, which is that dude's arm doesn't look good. The dude's not throwing the football with the zip that you'd like to be throwing the football with on some of those passes. Doesn't look like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
So.
Don't look good.
There's a number to back up the eye.
It don't look good. You know, I always laugh at, and we got to get to the thing, is when we talk about, like, if you're going to insult an athlete, have the right athlete.
Oh, yeah.
So my man Justin Tuck is like, oh, I'm missing extra points now. One's a big black man that plays defensive line, and the other's a kicker. And what is his last name?
Tucker.
Okay, not Tuck.
Not Tuck.
Tucker.
Starts the same.
Yeah.
Same first name. You can see how they got
there. Like, idiots. Oh, my God.
I know, here's the thing, though. You're expecting idiots to not be idiots.
It's just, I'm missing extra points now. Come on.
Idiots are just being idiots.
Come on.
They're doing their job.
Bam.
We got to not care what idiots are doing. That's what we got to do. All right. Final hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yeah, we got no issues with that, man. Like, I don't think that's going to be the issue around here. You know, that guy's carried us. That guy's got us to the point where we're 6-6, first place in the division, still got everything in front of us. No, but despite what happens today, it's up to us to bounce back and find a way to win football games. And there's no better man than 18 to go do that for us.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, they're still in the driver's seat. Pretty much. They are. Technically, if you talk about the tie breaks and everything, they're still in the first place in the division. You know, we're rightfully where you want to be right now. Things aren't going well, but yet you're there. Tampa's right behind you. You got a big-time win yesterday against Carolina on the road. And you want to compare schedule to schedule. On paper, it looks like the Falcons have a harder schedule than the Bucs do. Now, anything can happen on a Sunday. We all know that. But, when he was asked the question yesterday, I didn't anticipate anything but that answer.
No, that was what the answer was going to be.
It wasn't going to be what we'll evaluate. Yep. It wasn't none of that. It was right there, shutting it down for the week.
Yep.
He could be asked about it again. And all you got to do is go back and say, I say what I say on Sunday.
That was Raheem Morris again after the game yesterday being asked if they would consider a quarterback change. He'll be asked about it again. Every time he talks to the media this week.
And all you got to do is keep referring to that.
Yeah, and I bet he will.
Yeah.
I bet he will. I don't know if the answer will change at all as the week goes on. I'm sure when Dukes and Bell talk to him on Wednesday, they'll find a way to ask him about the quarterback as well, because you have to. The quarterback just threw four interceptions and cost you a winnable game,
mm-hmm.
and now you're 6-6. You were 6-3 and playing the bum ass Saints who fired their coach. And now you're 6-6. And the quarterback, who's like, again, said all the right things for sure, but like, he's played 12 games. Hasn't carried us anywhere. Like, 12 games is it. Like, it's okay to ask about what you're doing at that position with a guy who's played 12 games as a Falcon. The last three, he's thrown 0 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
Yes. And, so and hold on.
If he carried you there.
He said how many fumbles?
4 fumbles.
4 more, okay.
So, I don't know. Yeah. He's carried you to 6-6. The last three haven't been carried at all.
It's bad.
It's been, what's the opposite of carried? Dropped?
Dropped. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dropped 3 in a row, in large part, because the quarterback hadn't played good. We talked about it before the bye. It was like, if you want to talk about all the different stuff that's not going right, that's fine. And they got blown out by the Broncos, and that sucked. The quarterback's not playing good enough.
No.
And then they came back from the bye week.
Came back from a bye week.
And he threw 4 interceptions.
A bye week against a team that played Monday night across country.
Like, that's the whole conversation.
And if you're – now, anything – the most important thing about any football game is you win. But I know Jim is like, damn, we won this game. Because they didn't do anything.
I bet he had some wild quotes about that game.
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah, they didn't do anything.
Oh, he did. He said, lad is a gift from the football gods.
Yeah.
He said some weird stuff.
Yeah, but they didn't really do anything.
No.
They didn't run it. Justin Herbert couldn't do anything.
Mm-mm.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah, they won.
Yes.
They made some plays on defense that were presented to them.
Yes.
On a platter.
Yeah.
By a quarterback who's not playing good. So, yeah. I don't know. It doesn't sort of check in on, like, the direction of the arrow. The arrow's not pointed.
No, it is not.
That way. Probably not even sideways. That arrow's going that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a down arrow.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like
it's about to be a collapse.
The slope feels slippery.
It feels like it's about to be a collapse, Andy.
It just, yeah. Mm-hmm. It just has, we've, because like, unfortunately we've been here before.
Yes.
Right? Like, this team's, you know, it just has the symptoms. It has the symptoms of a real tough finish to a season.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So I'm not throwing in the towel.
No,
we're not like that.
I mean,
no,
you know,
I'm not gonna throw in the towel. I just said feel. It just feel. When the last time they've been tied? When the last time they've been in first place this late December?
I don't know. They're probably tied for it last year or something.
I can't remember.
I think, but like that's the other thing.
They all
like,
start to run together.
Here's the other part of that though. Is like, yeah, you are tied for the lead in the division in December. I mean. This division's terrible.
It don't matter.
Well.
It don't matter.
It kind of does,
No, it
though.
Doesn't matter because you win it, you're in the second
season.
I understand that. That's why it don't matter.
That.
How well, bad is it? You can only play the division that you placed in.
I know.
I remember when they rezoned them.
I know.
And they wanted the South to all be together.
I know. And they've done good against their own division.
Mm-hmm.
When they play the other teams that aren't in the division, they've done really bad.
Yes.
And really bad. So it does matter because you play all those other teams.
I get it.
11 of your games are against teams that aren't in your division.
All that does not matter right now.
It does matter.
Because you got 5 games. They got 5 winnable games.
Here's why it matters.
They got 5 winnable games.
Because you only have 1 left against your division.
I agree.
You got out to a great lead because you played your bum-ass division.
They have 5 winnable games.
And 4 of them are against your non-division. Look, you're going to – look. Well, I'm not going to say anything definitively.
No.
I'm not going to say anything definitively because the next one's against a very good team, and that's going to be a hard one to win. You should beat the Raiders.
I don't know.
You should beat the Giants. I don't know. You should beat the Panthers, but the Panthers took the Bucks to overtime yesterday.
And the young quarterback is playing
Young quarterback's good. Playing better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
How many next Friday got to get? At least 2?
At least 3.
At least 3.
Yeah, because they got to be 9-8,
yeah.
Right? Like, because they're both 6-6.
Right.
You got to think the Bucks are going to be 9-8 the way they're playing and what their schedule looks like.
Quarterback's hurt.
Yeah, Falcons might be too. I don't know. We'll come back and talk some college football. We'll start on Friday night between Georgia and Georgia Tech. We'll get to Saturday with all the craziness that happened, and then we'll look ahead to this Saturday as well because it's championship weekend. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, this song make you want to dance hard, like this stretch.
Don't throw your shoulder out.
I hurt myself.
Hey, rotator cuff on that one. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic. Now, if you're a Falcons fan who tried to call at 1240, good calls, by the way. Yes, really good stuff as we kind of talked through it. The game wasn't any good, but the calls were at 1240. If you didn't get a chance to get through, we'll do that again in 20 minutes. You can ask your AMA question if you want, or you can sound off about the Falcons. It's up to you. And we'll get back into some college football after what was a wild weekend, ahead of what's probably going to be another wild weekend, and then we'll know who's going to the playoff as well.
Yeah, and I think that's because we'll wait for the committee and see where they're going to place them. But everything's going to change after this weekend. So I could say don't get upset.
Yeah, but you know what people are going to do. They're going to get upset.
You know what's going to happen. But it will be interesting to see where some of these teams, how far they fall. Because, I mean, like, Georgetown, 9 damn spots.
Yep.
Has anybody fallen 9 spots?
No.
Yeah.
No one has fallen that far.
9 damn spots.
For worse losses, by the way.
9 spots.
And this is, again, this is just the AP. This is not the college ball playoff ranking, but it has been a pretty good barometer of what the playoff ranking is going to do. They've got Ohio State having fallen 5 spots.
Yeah, okay.
From 2 to 7 after their loss to Michigan on Saturday. And Miami falling 6 spots. Which I guess that was the worst loss.
How many did we drop to? We dropped 9 damn spots.
After losing to, at the time, Ole Miss had 2 losses on the road.
9 damn spots.
Yep, that's right.
But all that would work itself out and everything like that. But, I mean, it was a crazy weekend because of, like I said, the Georgia game, everything that we said that Georgia couldn't do in the first half, in parts of the third quarter,
they did.
Georgia Tech controlled the line of scrimmage. They kept Georgia off balance. Got up to the second level and was able to just maul Georgia's defensive line the whole first half.
What did they do?
They just
what did they do after? Because Tech, it wasn't just the first half. Like, if you would have told me Tech was up 17-0 at halftime and then also had a 10-minute touchdown drive in the third quarter, I said, well, damn, that Tech just executed their game plan. What did Georgia do after that drive?
They tackled better.
To get them off the field.
They tackled better. They defended the QB run better. They did so many different, but I think the biggest thing, they got going offensively.
Yeah.
I thought that, I thought offensively they got it going also. And give Tech credit. I mean, they won everything in the first first half. They won a lot of scrimmage. Again, they won the toughness award. Everything. Everything that you could possibly do to a team that they've done to teams all year, especially in their bigger games, the Florida States and the Miamis, they did that against to Georgia. And I was like, well, damn, if this ain't the most – but this is this team this year. This is this Georgia football team. It's just them right here where they just play to the level where they should be. They're better than Georgia Tech. I don't give a damn what you tell. Now, did Georgia Tech play their best game? They played their best game, Andy. They did everything they were supposed to do, had us down 17-0, and like you said, came out and had a 10-minute drive.
That drive was a field goal drive. That didn't end as a touchdown. But, it ended as a field goal. But it still was a scoring drive. And more than anything, it was 10 and a half minutes.
It was 10 and a half minutes, that's what I'm saying.
Of a 30-minute half.
Yes, and they controlled it.
Yeah.
And they lost. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say it like that, because this is for all y'all Bumblebee folks. This ain't for some other people like my man Jay in the truck and stuff. I feel for him. I know you're heartbroken, my boy.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
I know my man G. Less. I know you're heartbroken, my boy. This ain't for you. This is for them other idiots that kept putting them damn in my damn comments after a half. But
game,
I think
game 60 minutes.
Carson Beck has been playing really good. He has been playing really good his last few games. Getting Nate Frazier the ball. Now, where will ATN be as far as this game and things like that? I know why am I forgetting his name? The kid from Miami, they got suspended, the receiver. He should be back this game, I would think.
Colby Young.
Yep. I think he should be back in this game. Hopefully you get this boy Nitro. And I was talking about, I want to see this kid play, man, because this dude is big, he's fast. Now, he's just young. But you want to see if he can get in. We did lose a corner, but he hasn't been playing. And go. Bye, son.
Humphreys?
Yeah.
Transfer portal?
Yeah, because the same thing last year. You know what I mean? He wanted some love.
Let me ask you
about. And then we found out why he stayed. Like, that's all you wanted?
What was it, like a little bit of money or?
Move on, Kansas.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. A little extortion.
Yeah, a little extortion.
Did he make a big scene about it this time? Because
I don't know.
Did he do a big social media post?
I don't know what them things is they be doing now when they just put the picture. I'm like, oh, yeah, the dogs and everything like that. Then they say he was transferring. I'm like, oh.
Oh,
okay.
How was I supposed to know that was the code?
Because
other people
the thing is, they say, God got me. Well, he thought he got his all?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I thought he had his all.
If you believe
if you believe that,
then you believe we're all good.
God got me. And then I was like, what happened?
Just
I, and still didn't realize what happened. Now, the other people, are the kids that are going to transfer portal, you see the thing, the little memo pad writing with a picture of them. Respect my decision. God got me. He just put God got me on top of a picture. You know what I mean? And so, so that's how you found out. But hey, best of luck to him.
Good luck.
And that's all
we'll
I
take
get.
Him.
Yeah.
Come on up.
Best of luck to the young man. I just thought it didn't, like my Samson showed me the picture and said, by TikTok boy. I was like, what the hell is a TikTok boy? Don't they all TikTok?
Yeah, aren't they all?
Yeah, aren't they all TikToking? But yeah, there was quite a few of those at the house this weekend, might I add.
I know you sent me that picture. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, dog.
It looked like a TikTok video.
Yeah, might I add. There's a lot of damn TikToking going on in my house. So I'm officially a TikTok dad. I just got to stay off of the time.
You're a TikTok man.
I'm a TikTok man. Yeah. I got to stay off of it because usually when I'm on their TikTok, that means they messing with
me. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that means they messing with me.
So
I was not on nobody's TikTok this weekend while my kids were home.
That's a good goal. Avoid the TikTok.
Yeah, but I mean, they were able to scrap and scrap and scrap. And when they needed to make a play, that play by Dan Jackson,
incredible play.
Just shot the gap. Mm-hmm. Bow! See what you want to say. Okay. The holding call, yeah, he held him. But you know what happened? The ball got batted down.
Yeah.
The ball got batted down.
Look.
Like, if you're going to keep sending clips about something, I got plenty of clips of what happened in that first half of offside and holding and all that. It happens in a game.
There's a lot of missed calls.
There's a lot of missed calls
Go
in the
back
game.
And look at the fourth quarter of the Michigan-Ohio State game.
It's a lot of bad calls.
You got to stop mistaking incompetence for conspiracy.
Yes.
There's not a conspiracy.
Refs making honest mistakes. Ward called it down to Sanford Stadium. Oh, Ward. Ward said, hey, guys. We need Georgia in the playoffs, so we need you to miss calls so they can win the football game. Yep, that's what they said. Y'all supposed to be engineers, and that sounds like an idiot. Y'all supposed to be engineers. That is an institution of higher learning over there right down the street.
True.
And some of them folks, they planned it. They plotted it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You know, that's what sports does to people, though.
Are you kidding me?
Even
they plotted it.
Some of the smartest people I've ever met.
Oh, Ward.
You let a little fanhood get involved.
Oh, Ward. Ward called down to the referee locker room.
All that common sense becomes a lot less common.
I even heard the mayor got in on it.
Of course he did.
Like, really?
Well, because, of course he did. Because he's a Georgia fan, but then the mayor's a Tech fan.
Yeah.
But the governor's a Georgia fan.
Right.
So it's a grand conspiracy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
It was just a crazy-ass football game is what it was. It was just a crazy football game that kept going and going,
going and going. Just run the ball.
Just try to run it. They did, and then they won, and that's that. Good for Georgia. They win the game.
Your wife will be very happy right now. Obviously, she's married to you. But Appalachian State has fired their coach.
He's so happy. We didn't watch a ton of it because we were doing all kinds of other stuff on Saturday, but they got pretty well worked by Georgia Southern, and you know what that rivalry is. She hates Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern hates App, all that. She was like, when they lost, she was like, all right, hopefully that's enough.
Right.
Because she was a little mad that they beat James Madison the week before because she was like, that's going to save his job again. He's going to do this thing and say, all right, there you go. She said, again, one of the smartest people I know, my wife, couldn't possibly love her more. She says crazy fan stuff sometimes, too. I'm like, what is your problem with it? She goes, I don't know. This don't have any fire in their belly. I was like, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. But whatever. She'll be very happy to know that he's been fired. So congratulations to her. What happens with Ryan Day?
I don't know.
Because
that rivalry, like, people lose their jobs because of it.
You don't get to lose to Michigan four times in a row.
On the same thing, you don't get to lose Ohio State four times in a row.
But what if he wins the national championship?
But that's my thing. Obviously, the national championship is the biggest thing.
Right?
Is it?
I think.
It's got to be bigger than if he wins the national championship, if he gets to the championship game, I think he's safe.
I don't know.
I think he's safe if he gets to the championship game.
I don't know.
But to lose to that Michigan team without their best players.
Yes.
And for you and me, another thing we talked about, like, when do these boosters stop? They gave this man all this money to go get this roster.
Reportedly $20 million.
Yes. Same thing down there in Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. They gave him all this money to get this roster, mm-hmm. and you don't get it where it is. How safe is he?
Here's the other thing for me, just watching that game. They got the wrong quarterback. They got the wrong offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Like, we tried to tell you about Chip Kelly.
It wasn't going to work.
But they had zero first downs in the final 20 minutes of the game.
It was crazy.
How do you, I mean.
You got Jeremiah Smith. Yeah, you started testing out Jeremiah Smith. He just damn ragged all that dude.
He learned how to get away with it.
Yes.
Because remember in the Oregon game, he extended.
Being a chicken wing.
Just be the biggest guy on the field. Like, be the strongest guy on the field. They also could have kept throwing it to him.
Yeah.
They stopped. Also, Quinshon had it going. Quinshon was running like a man possessed in that game, and they stopped giving it to him. And the offense fell. And, again, credit to Michigan. They played their ass off like you do in that game. But there's no excuse for Ohio State losing to this Michigan team. Like, if you're going to snap that streak, this was the team to do it to.
Right.
And Michigan's throwing picks in the end zone. Great play by the Ohio State linebacker to drop back and make that play.
What a play. But she's like, dude, you just don't want – Michigan don't want to win this
game.
Like,
come on.
Michigan don't want to win this game.
All you got to do is kick a field goal, and you're going to win. And I understand it wasn't fourth down on that.
But the run, though. I mean, you got a guy – this is what happened to Georgia. First play of the damn Tech game. You got him. You got him, and then you let him go. Yeah.
This is the thing that's going to bite Georgia in the ass. If Georgia does get bit in the ass in the playoffs this year, they're the worst tackling defense I've ever seen under Kirby
Smart.
They just don't tackle.
I've ever seen. Yeah. They are horrible at tackling.
Yep.
And you're absolutely correct. Because it seems like every damn week that happens. They got a guy wrapped up or something like that. Wilson ain't blown, and you let him go. Just like the first play of the damn game against Tech. Out the back door.
Hey, want to let you know about a cool deal going on at Salomon Brothers, by the way. Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, question mark? Salomon Brothers has 1-carat diamond stud earrings, tennis bracelets, necklaces, and rings for under $999. Shop Salomon Brothers Jewelers or SalomonBrothers.com. All right, we'll come back. Wrap things up with an AMA. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Let's start with Eazy-E in Mableton. Hey, Eazy-E.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Hey, so y'all were talking about stats earlier. There's only one stat that matters right now. That's 6-6.
Yep.
All right. At the end of the day, we have everything in front of us, and it's all up top, I feel, for Kirk Cousins, man. I don't want to hear nothing about no Achilles, nothing like that. It's all up top. Go out there, win a game next Sunday. That's the only way you get over this. Go out there and win a game.
Yeah.
Get this thing done. Let's get back on the right track, man. Let's go get this division, man. That's what we got them for, is to go out there. You know, we want a smart. We want a quick processor. Go out there and prove it now. Let them hang, offense. You got to let them hang now.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you, Eazy.
Yeah, only way to get over a loss is to get up on their win.
Yeah. I mean, that's – it's amazing how quickly. Yeah. That's a great – that's a slogan for a T-shirt right there. It's amazing how quickly the loss is in the rear view if you're talking about something good. Or even like – If they would have gone down and made it and scored a touchdown on that final drive,
right,
the whole conversation about Kirk today would be not completely different,
no,
but it would be a little bit different because they would have won the game.
Exactly.
Like, there's been games this year where they played pretty bad and found ways to win, and the whole tenor of the conversation on Monday and throughout the week is different because we say this a lot, and we'll say it again because you have to. There's only two things that matter in sports.
Yep.
Winning's the most important one.
Yep.
And money's right after it.
Not too far.
Those are the only ones.
Not too far.
That's it. Winning and money. They lost and paid a lot of money to do it. So. Anyway, Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
Mm-hmm. What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, I got two of them for you real quick. We're not going to complain about a win, but Kirby could have went for the field goal early in that game and prevented all that nonsense that kept us up all night. So what do you think about that? And why does the turf in the bands look so ragged, like somebody cleaned it with a rental cleaner?
Okay.
Adam? I didn't notice the turf in the bends didn't look good. I assume he's talking about going for two.
Why he went for two.
Not a point chaser. Feel like you go for two when you have to.
Yes, I'm with you.
Which is when you're, you know, down in the fourth quarter and you need the two to tie the game.
Which I'm with you.
But, yeah, scoring a touchdown down 17 would have been seven. Mm-hmm. And then not getting the two-point conversion there. is just kind of unsatisfying.
I don't understand it. I was like, with the, I still don't get it, won't get it. I know he's what he said about
you
the
handle leverage. Right.
You know he hates that.
You
crap.
Can tell he hates
you
it.
You know he does. And it was a crap, and it was a bad call. The bad call didn't work, obviously. But yet, like Adam was saying, kept my ass up all night.
The other thing that sucks about it, and obviously they weren't thinking about it like this, but that was their best 2-point play, right?
Probably.
The first one you run, right?
Yep.
Probably going to run your best 2-point play. Little did they know they were going to need 7 of them later.
Yes.
But it would have been nice to have that one when they needed the 2 points after the second touchdown they scored, because they could have ended it right there.
The game.
Although it didn't work when they used it in the third quarter, so why would it have worked?
I don't know. Overtime? I don't know, still, when I saw that, I was like, I was baffled.
How many 2-point plays does an offensive play caller normally have?
Probably 5.
Okay.
Probably 5. I would think probably 5.
Yeah.
And then if you want to switch which formation or something like that, but usually 5.
Because the Tech did that crazy formation on one of theirs,
mm-hmm.
right? They way overloaded the left side. And did it work? Did that one work?
No.
I don't remember.
I don't, like, and it was crazy because
that one didn't work, no.
The thing with it was like, why has this been, like, just run it.
Just run the ball.
Just run the ball one time.
Just give it to Nate.
Give it to Nate one time.
And they finally did.
And they finally gave it to Nate.
In the eighth overtime.
Finally gave it to him.
Did you see the slowdown version, the video that the athletic department put out where after he scores it, Cash Jones comes and
yes.
went to grab and oh, right yeah. as he hit
and
him
then,
in the head,
and then,
the fireworks went off.
So cool.
So cool.
Boy, I tell you,
so
boy.
Cool.
How about them guys?
Who?
Cash, Dan.
Yeah, go on.
Chaz.
Chaz, yeah.
How about them guys, man? Making big plays,
tight ends.
Making big plays. Tight
quarterback.
Ends. Making big plays.
Yeah, it was a real whiteout on Saturday on Friday night.
How about them dudes, man? How about them guys?
All right. Elijah is in Adairsville. Hey, Elijah.
What's up, gentlemen? I hope y'all had a really great Thanksgiving and got really full.
Thank you.
Yes.
Couple of things I got for you. How confident are y'all in this Falcons team? Because if we look at it, the football gods were on our side in the beginning of the season. We talked about it so many times about how they won this one score game. They came back. They did this. Well, now it's biting us because now the gods are like flipping the script on us. So how confident are you thinking that we're going to win this division? And then second off, when Kirk doesn't do his job, Andy, this is for you mainly. Tell me about Penix, because all I know about is his national title run last year,
yeah.
and that's it. I mean, he looks like Tim Tebow that can move and like Lamar and can throw like Vic. So tell me something about him.
Well, I'll say this. If any of those interceptions were because the ball wasn't thrown hard,
it wouldn't have been.
You wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yes,
because Michael Penix has an absolute rifle for a left arm. He's probably more mobile than he gets credit for.
Yes.
They didn't run him a lot at Washington
because right.
they didn't need to. That wasn't the style.
Right.
Later in the year last year, they did use that a little
and
bit more because he could do it and it was effective. Again, certainly going to be a hell of a lot more mobile than Kirk Cousins, but most people are. So, yeah, arm strength is better. Mobility is better. He would obviously make a lot of rookie mistakes that you wouldn't expect Kirk to make.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk made rookie mistakes yesterday.
He
like,
sure
that's did. The thing about it. He's doing stuff that you wouldn't expect a 15-year veteran to make. So, yeah, I mean, just from a physical standpoint, I mean, Penix has everything you want.
Yes, he has all the tools.
Yeah.
He has all the tools.
What was the first one?
Confidence in the Falcons.
Not
really.
Not high.
No.
Not very
high. But you said it earlier, winning changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
Beating Minnesota
would be a big deal.
Really, really would.
Yeah, it would be a big deal.
Really would. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Hey, greetings and salutations to all the Ohio State Buckeyes fans from the real Columbus. That's Columbus, Georgia.
is that a rivalry between the Columbuses?
Man, no. It's just every time somebody asks me where I'm from and I say Columbus,
oh,
they're like, Ohio? I'm like,
it.
No,
got
Georgia.
It, got it,
like,
got it.
Who cares about Ohio? But, hey, so... my question: what was y'all's best Thanksgiving meal, or what was the best thing at the Thanksgiving spread? Randy, how much hair did you lose or pull out trying to watch that game going into 8 overtime? And Randy or Andy, be honest: how happy do you get when you see non-traditional white or white guys playing positions that typically or traditionally that position, and they ball out.
Yeah, you mean like Cooper DeJean's playing good last night?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty
yeah, and Cash Jones.
Yeah, look, Cash, look, you know.
Cash, man, that was a hell of a play, hell of a route.
Had a nice game.
Hell of a route,
a
too.
Nice game in general. Yeah, I get happy.
Yeah.
I get happy.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't pull my hair out. It was a lot of fun. We had fun.
When did you get a haircut today?
Not one on Saturday. Because I've got to go to the funeral and everything.
All right.
Get it cleaned up. I think we were having fun. Like, the overly emotional one is the 11-year-old.
Yeah.
He gets, like, teary-eyed. I'm like, hey, go up there with your mama.
He's right there that prime sports fan. Like, you're in it, and you've been in it enough years to where you're in it. But also, like, you're not quite, girls aren't your whole world yet. So it's like.
Yeah, going upstairs, dog. That's what I said, going upstairs. And then it was so funny because Sean was down there. And so Sean left. And Sean went because he had a project and stuff he was working on for school. And so Sean leaves, and then that's when the comeback happens, right? And so Sean tries to come back in, and Seb's like, you got to go back. And Sean walks in when Nate Frazier scores.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we jumping up and down and hugging and everything. But, yeah, it was. Oh, we had so much fun. Now, I couldn't go to sleep after. I didn't go to bed till like 1:30.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about 1:30, shots on deck to 1:30. So needs to say Saturday. I was like, I'm about to die.
Yeah, and luckily, felt your best
everything got canceled Saturday morning. Okay. So I got a chance to knock out.
All right.
Like, whenever, if she gets up before me, then.
That's how you know you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When she gets up and says, hey, babe, I'm about to go shopping. All right. What time is it?
Have fun.
It's 8:30. Okay.
Dang, 8:30?
Yeah, dude. I was out.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was out, brother.
Good for you. There was one more in there from Mo, wasn't there? Back at the beginning of it? I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I thought I did a great job with the turkey this year. I don't know what I did different, but it was really good.
It's always like that, though.
It was so good.
Because you're not going to be able to make it like that again.
I know. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you know.
The only thing that was different was it was smaller than normal because it was just us.
Yeah.
So I cooked it on real low
because
I had more time.
Right.
I don't know.
Everything was great. My mom brought the dressing, the greens. I fried the turkey with neighbor Bob. Mama bought some peat cobbler. Oh, my goodness. And some chitlins. I got to make them outside because I don't want no problems with the chitlin smell in the house.
Yeah.
So I got to cook them outside.
Understood.
But the funniest thing, my wife made some kind of, dude, I don't know what she thought about when she made this pasta stuff, right? But she was making it, and I had some before, like, in the and her ass put raisins on it, and everybody in the house at the same time, hell no, we ain't eating that. I was like, I looked at my mom, I said, baby, what you doing?
That's what they blame us for.
Yeah. And you know what? You know where she took it? Up the hill. And you know what?
You know who liked this.
And you know what message they sent her? Oh, my God. Everybody was raving. We all of us were like, hell no, we ain't eating that.
I wish I remember the name of it. We had a couple friends come over later on Thanksgiving to have, like, some dessert and some drinks. And my buddy Brian brought a bottle of some kind of bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
God, that was the best meal. That was the best dish of Thanksgiving was that bourbon that he brought. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It was like 120 proof, but it tasted great.
Wow. The Falcons are golf clubs. That's what he said. They're the driver, the putter, and the wedge.
A lot of out-of-bounds drives yesterday.
Yes.
Best way to get over a loss is to get up under a win.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins looked like the bastard love child between Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota yesterday.
Yes.
And Lad McConkey needs to take his ass to Roscoe's.
Yeah, man.
You can be happy on a Monday even when the Falcons lose.
Yeah.
And let it be known, Columbus, Georgia, the real Columbus.
I'll get behind that.
I'll get behind that
anyway. I'll get.
And I've never been to Columbus, Ohio.
No, but I'm happy to talk trash about it. Columbus, Georgia is awesome.
Yeah.